Aloha, everyone. Here's what's bothering me today. Since the pandemic is over in the eyes of a lot of people, travel has, of course, been on everyone's minds, and everyone's going or trying to go to a variety of places. One such very popular tourist destination is Hawaii. Here's the problem with that. Hawaii has kind of been overwhelmed, and there's some really dark news coming out of there that hasn't gotten really any proper attention. The Hawaiian island of Maui has become so overrun with tourists in recent months that its mayor is taking the unusual step of pleading with airlines to fly in fewer people. Too many people are going to Hawaii and putting stress on the resources and the people of that island. Maui, in particular, has been overwhelmed. And in order to satisfy tourist demand, it is the locals facing the brunt of the terrible restrictions on things, such as people being prohibited from watering lawns, washing vehicles, irrigation, other non-essential activities, and there is a $500 fine for each violation. So again, to really stress here, as this person points out, Maui residents have been asked to ration water to accommodate tourists. Please stop coming to Hawaii. There are lots of people now, lots of people living in Hawaii, whether they're indigenous or not, who have been saying, please don't come here, don't move here, just stop. Tourism is literally destroying Hawaii. But there's this person, Kanani Babe, who actually makes a really good point in a mini thread. Hawaiians need tourism to survive. How do y'all feel comfortable saying some shit like this? Does it not instantly register as a racist settler colonial talking point for y'all? We need y'all to take stupid vacations where you pollute our beaches and reef. We need y'all to give us low-paying jobs that disappear every time the consequences of US economic policy manifest. And you all want to tell us what we need? Like we aren't capable of thinking for ourselves. Like we weren't self-sufficient for hundreds of years before US occupation. This whole concept is in and of itself racist and anti-indigenous trash. This weird colonizer obsession with us being grateful for our own genocide is getting tired. We are not grateful for the violence, homelessness, poverty, incarceration, and exploitation the US tourist economy has done to us. Kindly fuck off. And yeah, she is not wrong at all. Hawaii became an American state due to a coup d'etat by people with business interests in the local sugarcane and fruit production companies. Hawaii is a US state purely because of American imperialism and capitalism. And it is, of course, the indigenous Hawaiians themselves who have faced the brunt of the consequences from this. Their sacred sites are being swamped, overrun, disrespected, paved over for parking lots to accommodate tourists. I'm hoping people remember, but I know a lot of people don't. I'm pretty sure there was that whole fiasco involving, I think it was Mauna Kea. They wanted to build a new observatory, and the Hawaiian people said, no, this is a really sacred site. Don't put an observatory on this. And again, to really bring it back to a point that was made earlier in this video, imagine being a local. And your government is saying, hey, we need you to ration water and not use your own local resources because we gotta handle all these tourists coming over here. You, as a local, no, you're unimportant. The people coming by and giving us money, that's more important. I really should just make a series showing how capitalism is literally ruining every aspect of life, society, and local cultures. But this is something that has been going on for months now. And Hawaii in general, but particularly the island of Maui, has been well and truly overwhelmed with the number of tourists going and just being selfish. And unfortunately, it seems like the locals have no say, and no one is talking about this. And that's what's bothering me today.